Official Parag Beis Seif Tamach Tes. As a rap kedeot hamonochot agave pach or tlata chashmali. To go and move the pots which are on a lech or on a hot plate. Kedei hamonachot al pach shal gabe reish, loy keneged al ava. Vod laziza o lanich al gabe al ava. Vehi mubusheles kol tzolko bo ifin shein bo yisra pishol. If you want to move the pot which is on the blech or on the hot plate, but it is not on the fire itself, you're not directly on the fire, it is off the fire, but it's still on the hot plate, are you allowed to go and move it onto the flame completely? In a case where there's no problems from Bishul, we're not discussing Hilchos Bishul, you've got no problems from Bishul. What the Shaila is, if it's considered Chazor, or it's considered Shem Echadosha, what is the, are you allowed to do it? She says the differentiations between the cases. Aleph, Eim Mikzas HaKadeya Me'al Ha'esh, Afilu Chelek Koton Mimeno, Mutal Aziza Al Kneged Alava, Afshavoy V'HaKadeya Einoy Munach V'Ka'eis Al Gabe Esh. If a little part of the pot is on the fire, then there's no problems, it's considered completely on the fire, and you're allowed to go and move it to all places, even completely on the fire. That's no problems. If it is a little bit on the fire, there's no problem to go and play around and put it wherever you want. Base. If the kedeya is not on the fire altogether, it is not opposite the fire, it is further away, but it is still on the blech, still. Some poskim wants to say it is not allowed to go and put it onto the fire. We don't allow you to put it on the fire. That's what some poskim say. Shlomo Zalman says like that. Doesn't allow you to put it on the fire. We don't say it's considered. It is considered as if you have had it on the fire and you're allowed to put it wherever you want. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. That a lot of poskim wants to say you're allowed to move it. A lot of poskim want to say you're allowed to move it if it is in a place which it is still considered place which you still can heat up the food in a way that is considered in the heat. It makes you an extra amount of heat in this place. It doesn't have to be a yad teledus. It doesn't have to be make it into yad teledus according to these shittas, but it has to be in a place which is enough for you to go and cook it up where it's considered you've added on a good amount of heat. So what have we got? Let's explain it. We've got a machlokes here. If the pot was on a place which it is not exactly opposite the fire, but it is further away from the fire, but it's still on the blech. With Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nissim wants to say, you're not allowed to move it onto the fire completely. But other poskim holds, we're allowed to put it on the fire. There's no problem to move it from there onto the fire. If this place is, I'll call upon him, a place which could heat up the food to a certain amount of heat, which is considered a bit, you've gained from it. Consider you've heated it up a bit. If that is the amount, then according to the other poskim, you're allowed to do it. I think that is also the minig. Well, Shlomo Zalman adds on a point. What will happen if you put it on the blech before Shabbos, and you put it on a place which is far away from the fire? Since you put it on such a place, it's not considered you're doing it new, because you put it there in order to go and put it on the fire afterwards. Therefore, he said it's not considered chazora. If you put on lechatchila in such a place, in order to go and put it on later on in a place which is mamish on the fire. We'll see that later on. He says it later on also. Se'ef Gimel. Se'ef Kokum Gimel. He says a third point. A third point. Palata Chashmalit. If you're on a hot plate. Ne'er Shemotel Aziz Boaz HaKadeiris Mimokam Lamokam Cholifin. Atam Yishundu. Kol Masha Munach Agaba Nidin Kinintz Agaba Eish Atzmo. And on a hot plate, there's no problems altogether because it's all considered on the fire. If Ayin. Today, our medals are Gabe Eshkufa Ktuma. Vol Aziz and Mokum Shaina Kinegadesh. Obedata Loshub Lachzim Yadele Esh. A Kdeya, which is covered. You want to move it to a place which is not on the fire. Obedata Loshub Lachzim Yadele Esh. In short, the Lachim Menatap. So, when you want to last the Zoys, but it's Mala Esh, Machmas Hashash is a Megis. Says like this. There is a lot of a magus. Magus means you shouldn't mix. You shouldn't go and stir. Stir even something which is fully cooked, we don't want to stir on the fire itself. So some people say, Aitza, you should take it off the fire itself and put it on the other side of the blech, not opposite the fire. If so, a person wants to take it not opposite the fire and go and take out food from there. Now he thinks, maybe you're not allowed to put it back. According to this shitter who holds that plate, is not hot enough. But Shlomo Zalman says, even though such a thing is not considered chazor, which is problematic, because it's considered you took it off, it's oida biyodi, if it's still in your hands, you took it off in a place in order you should be able to put it back straight away, you've got no problems altogether to go and do that and put it back afterwards. That's what we said before. Also, if a person goes and puts it on Erev Shabbos in a place which is further away from the fire, but his whole das is not to put it on the fire afterwards. We Shlomo Zalman says it's not so certain it's considered chazor mechodosh because we consider it that's your das is kilu, it's on the way to put it on the fire.